A federal judge will hear arguments today on whether Enron should be allowed to proceed with a second round of payouts as it tries to hold on to key employees. The bankrupt energy trader wants to set aside $140 million for employee bonuses and retention payments. The plan is opposed by federal regulators and Enron investors. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The Securities and Exchange Commission says Enron has not provided a shred of evidence to justify its new bonus plan. The Florida State Board of Administration has also filed an objection. The Public Employee Pension Fund, the nation's third largest, lost $335 million when Enron spiraled into bankruptcy. Andrew Entwistle is a lawyer for the fund. He says no one who helped bring about Enron's collapse should be allowed to cash in.
It is absolutely Florida's position that no bad actor here should take one penny more from this company. In those cases where people have been named and they're ultimately exonerated, then, you know, they certainly could make an application later to the company to receive something, but we think that those cases will be few and far between.
Enron received a great deal of criticism when it paid out over $55 million in employee bonuses just days before filing for bankruptcy. The current plan would set aside around $40 million for employee bonuses, along with around $100 million to be paid out in the form of incentives to employees who stay with the company into the next year. Martin Beenan's stock with the firm Weil, Gotchel & Manges is representing Enron in the case. He says the bonus and incentive plan is crucial if Enron is to retain the employees it needs to reorganize.
Most all of these employees are excellent people and in many cases the best and the brightest. So to ask people like that to put the next stage of their careers on hold while they help a situation that's not doing them any good at all is just unrealistic.
He says they've done everything possible to ensure bonuses will not be going to those who helped bring about the company's demise.
We completely understand the notion that the people who brought us Pearl Harbor should not benefit from Pearl Harbor. But we have provided various assurances that we are not including in this program people who likely caused the problem.
Right now, there are lots of people with their hands out. Some former Enron employees say they should receive severance pay before anyone still with the company receives an additional dime. They are seeking $75 million. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.